What does it mean to dance in the rain? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and the bottom line is it means to have a grateful and thankful heart, no matter what your circumstances. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And again, it tells us to always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to give thanks in our storms and for our storms. That's what it means to dance in the rain. You may be thinking, do you really expect me to thank God for being laid off or getting a bad report from my doctor or losing someone close to me or watching my grown child stray from God? Well, I recognize that seems difficult, if not impossible, but those are not my instructions or my idea. It's the inspired word of God to us to give thanks in and for everything. Frankly, I think it often just comes down to simple obedience, doing what God says to do, even though you don't want to, even when your heart is not in it. Maybe that's what it means to give a sacrifice of praise, to thank and praise God when it just doesn't make sense. I know God will honor that obedience. James 1:2 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." That storm you're going through, whether from God or simply used by God, is for a purpose, to supply something lacking in your life. Is faith lacking in your life? A storm will grow your faith faster than anything else. Is joy lacking? The joy of the Lord becomes your strength in a storm. Is humility lacking in your life? A storm will blow away that pride that's in your heart, put you on your knees, and teach you real true humility. Could it be that maturity is lacking? A storm will grow you up fast, and you'll lose those childish ways, that immature attitude which you've held for too long. What is lacking in your life? Courage? A storm will give you a backbone and untie your tongue so that you're not ashamed of the gospel. All things still work together for good for those who love the Lord. So that's why we can dance in the rain. Let me remind you to join us Saturday, September 17th at 10 a.m. Central Time for our next get-together with Dr. Deb Gorton. I promise you will be blessed if you attend. Register at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.